Yeah, the red-white scrimmage last night. The Bison, I think, used a couple of courts, the Elks as well. How'd it go?
Well, really good. You know, Mother Nature is very kind to us. You know, about 2 o'clock, went out of the school to set things up, and it was like, oh, boy, it's going to be a toasty night tonight. And got up to the courts about, you know, 5:30, quarter 6, and that north wind started to shift and come in, and the humidity dropped a lot. So it turned out to be a really nice evening. It was a little bit warm, but, boy, I tell you, it was a nice breeze out of the north, and kids had a great opportunity to get some matches in. We treated it like it's a real opening season match, and you know, we did our regular warm-ups, we had the music going, you know, we had everybody doing what they're supposed to be doing. So it was good to get all the kids on the courts and have them compete with each other. We did a really good job, I thought, of trying to give everybody equal playing opponents, so, you know, test them a little bit. And we got everybody some singles matches and some doubles matches, and at the end of the night, we fed them some ice cream sandwiches and the fans that came out. So it was a lot of fun, a great evening, but very competitive. You know, we opened up doubles play, and 4 out of those 6 doubles matches were very competitive as far as, like, I'm talking 5-6, 4-6 end results. Our number one doubles team probably looking at this year is going to be Caleb Sugaroo, who is a sophomore. He's our number two player. I mean, that's junior. He's our number two player. And Tyson Baker, I'm kind of looking at maybe he moving him but out of singles last year to doubles this year. And he's a senior. He's doing a nice job. Those guys played Aaron Frank, who's a senior, and Trev Wiemers, who's a sophomore. Close match. It was 6-5. Aaron and Trev won. So that's going to be fun to watch those guys compete with each other. So I know our number one doubles team is definitely going to get pushed every day in practice if we just put them against the right people. And then our number two doubles team, TJ Puckett, was out of town. Probably looking at him being number two doubles. His partner, though, was Cruz McCarty, who was also a junior. Matched up with Hudson Workmeister. They played Isaac Creighton, who was a senior, and Riley Stenvaz, who was a sophomore, and that was a 6-4 win for Isaac and Riley, so it was nice to see those two play together. These are teams, no one's played with each other, so saw some really good points all the way through. And then our JVs, we had Corbin Shaw and Zane Montez, looked really solid, man. I like that doubles team. They won 6-2 against Walker and Sam, a couple of freshmen. You know, that's 2 sophomores and 2 freshmen, you know, on those teams, I mean 4. And it's fun to see those 4 kids really get after points. It was 6-2, but they played some great points, and Walker and Sam, really first meaningful matches of their career. I thought they did a nice job. Marcus Ingles and Trevor Lindsay played together, had a nice matchup there. A couple of sophomores, or a sophomore and a freshman. Titus Donnellan and Lana Bob played together. You got a freshman and a junior. That was a 6-5 match with Marcus and Trevor winning. I thought that was fun to watch. Had a great volley at the end of the match by Trevor at the net, and kind of eye-opener for himself. He's kind of impressed he got that volley in. But it was kind of neat to see him finish that off with a nice volley. Joel Klaus and Colton Pearson played together. They had a nice win against Eli Graff and Mason Roth. That was, I think, a pretty even matchup at 6-4. Then they rounded out doubles with Maven Gallegos and Callan Cody, a couple of freshmen. They won 6-2 over Max Butterfield and Eli Ingles. So, yeah, it was great to get the doubles play to start out. I thought the kids played nice tennis, had some great points. Obviously, there's things we got to work on, but it was nice to see the doubles teams kind of click together for the first time playing.
Yep, challenge matches and everything, and you played them last night. And those kids can be ready to go for next Friday and Saturday, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, I think our varsity is set pretty well. You know, we're probably going to open up play with Aaron Frank leading number one singles. He's our number one player. He got pushed pretty hard by some kids, you know, and had a loss in his challenge week. Our number two player is Caleb Sugaroo. I tell you, him and Tyson, they've impressed me the last couple of times they've played together. Great communication, great hustle, aggressive players. Probably need to be less than that aggressiveness out to get some, you know, one more hit to get a point. And then Trev Wiemers will probably play 2 singles for us, it looks like to me. We're looking for Trev. And then, like I said, we'll have TJ Puckett and Cruz McCarty go out to play 2 doubles. And after that, you know, it's interesting. You know, I'd really like to see, you know, maybe, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to do this. We got some time to think about things, you know, if there are 3 doubles teams and on down the road. But that's what this week is for. You know, we got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to really address doubles play, where people are going to play, and kids start accepting the roles and find out, yep, I'm going to play that position. I'm going to go with it. And if it's a train wreck, we'll switch people around and we'll make things work. But what I saw last night was very impressive. You know, the kids played hard, honestly, in singles play. I think we had 9 out of the 12 singles matches, the higher person won. So I think we're really set kind of where we're at. There weren't very many upsets. In those matches, some of them were very close. And some of, you know, I did a poor job on getting some of them matched up. But some of them were very competitive. You know, may have lost like 6-3, but they went to deuce or, you know, went to add or whatever. You know, it was competitive. So, yeah, very impressed with what we saw last night. Love the hustle. The kids worked hard and, you know, enjoyed having the parents and families there to, you know, being patient and watching the kids and kind of some getting the first feel for what it's like to watch tennis.
You're going to go Friday, Saturday, and then Tuesday.
Yeah.
You don't have to leave town.
Yeah, thank the Lord. Yeah, well, for the first week of the season, then the rest of September, we are on the road. But, you know, it'll be nice to open at home. You know, we'll have Garen coming in. I think they're going to bring 8 kids. We'll start that duel at 5 o'clock. And looking at probably playing 16 kids against Garen. We'll probably play our number one and number two at their real spots, and then we'll put JVs in to finish it out. So having that invite on Saturday, those kids are going to get a lot of matches, or, you know, 4 more matches, so it'd be nice to save them a little bit, you know, just get them a good warm-up on Friday night, and then here we go on Saturday. And, yeah, we'll have Scott's Bluff coming in, Gary's coming in, North Platte's going to be here, and Holdridge. So those are the 4 teams we'll compete against on Saturday. So, yeah, the kids are excited to play. You know, we'll have both locations going on Saturday morning. You know, Coach Sestock will probably run the Elks for me, and we'll have 2 doubles and 3 doubles down there, and then we'll keep the rest of the kids up at the high school courts. And looks like the weather looks like it's going to be really nice. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be like around 80 degrees and no chances of rain, which is awesome. So, yeah, we'll welcome this next week. It'll break from the heat, and, yeah, it's going to be a fun week. I'm excited to get the kids on the courts and start putting them together.
Yeah, those morning matches on Saturday. You might even have to put a little jacket on.
No, there will be no
morning.
Jacket on Coach Wimmers. Nope, ain't going to happen, man. I'll be out there just
right.
If I freeze, I freeze. But I'm not going to put on a sweatshirt, not in August. Nope, ain't going to happen.
Well, let me – no, it'll still be August, yeah. It won't be September yet.
That's
you
right. Have,
you won't flip months
right.
Yet, so.
Yeah, and then like you said, on that following Tuesday after that, we host Hastings at I believe that's at noon. No, it's at 1 o'clock, I'm sorry. And then we have Adams Central coming in at 3. I know Hastings only has, like, about maybe 12 kids. Mm-hmm. And then Adams Central has, like, 18. You know, Coach Sugar does a nice job with his program, keeping numbers up. So that'll be a day where everybody gets on the courts for sure. And then the wrap up the following week after that on Friday, we go to Lexington, see Coach Salisbury and his squad. And that'll be a fun one, too, because I think they have about 18, 20 kids. So we'll travel with everybody there. So. Yeah, 25 boys will be on the courts this next week, and it'll be good to see them going.
Yeah, that's the good thing about these duels is you get everybody on the court pretty much.
Yeah, most of the time we will, especially when we have Adams Central coming and then going to Lexington. So next week the kids that are probably outside the top 16 probably won't get a play, but the next week they will. They'll get opportunities to play twice, especially being at home with Adams Central and then on the road with Lexington. So it'll be a fun road trip for the kids. And they're excited. I'm excited. You know, it was fun to watch the kids get excited with each other and just saw a lot of good things. You know, I'm excited for this team. Coach Sestock, I haven't talked about him much. He's awesome. He's been a great addition. He's first year. Like I told you last time, he didn't know anything about tennis, but he's very eager to learn. He grabs a score sheet, and he's walking around all the courts, and he's writing down scores and talking to kids. And he's done a nice job and just really filled in nicely. And, you know, he's a different cat. You know, I'm old. And I don't care, and he's just a young guy out of college, so it's a little different. So the kids have to do some adjusting on coaching styles. You know, they're used to me not being, you know, I'm pretty chill. You know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
Coach is just a little different. You know, you get fresh out of college, and they're different. They're ambitious, and so it's love to see it. You know, he's a great kid, and really glad he's here. And then, of course, we got Coach Larson still standing around and helping, and it's good to have him around. He's a great wealth of knowledge, and you know, been coaching with him for 27 years. So it's good to have him, you know, staying around and helping us out. But that's what I got for you. It's going to be a great week ahead, and we're excited to get on the course on Friday and Saturday and compete.